From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Alley Repertory Theater is back up and running this season, and we're lucky enough to have Artistic Director Buffy Main join us today to talk more. Hi there, Buffy.
Hi. Oh, it's so nice to be back. Hello, hello.
Well, I must say, Buffy, for folks who may not be familiar with Alley Rep, can you quickly tell us about this theater company?
Yeah, Alley Repertory Theater is hitting 15 years. We are housed out of the beautiful Visual Arts Collective in Garden City. And we are a theater company that's known for a couple of things. We are known for exceptional talent that is local. And we are also known for doing plays that sort of talk about who we are and who we want to be as a community.
And you are back in the middle of your current season. And the reason why I say this is that just like so many arts organizations, Buffy, Alley Rep was impacted by COVID as well. So what's it like to come, you know, be back fully in person on the stage with an audience?
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't get any better for me. but I think for audiences, one of the things that I find is that it's just we had a fall show. And it's just bittersweet. It is so good to be back together in the theater. It's so good. You know, the intermissions sort of get a little elongated. And I think it's because people want to connect both with the experience of the art form, but also with each other. And so we're leaning into that. We have chosen a season that thinks about who are we as a community and what do we want to talk about so that we can keep connecting and being together in a way that's meaningful for us.
And so we should say your next production starts in December, and this is Cabaret.
It is Cabaret. You know, we did Priscilla, Queen of the Desert last Christmas. We always have a sort of kooky Christmas show. And it was a really big show. And we thought, well, how do you get bigger than Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? And you don't get bigger. You just get more, I think, in this instance, more classic. And Cabaret is so interesting. I mean, it was not on my greatest hits list. And yet it's a show that is timeless and sometimes eerie in its timelessness. And so it's a great show to bring everybody in out of the cold. I think it's going to be warm and spicy. I'll say that.
I love that. Okay. You know, I think also one of the things, and you mentioned this, Buffy, that Alley Rep is known for is really tackling some tough issues, right? And I want to talk next about the show that's going on after Cabaret, which you'll be wrapping the season up with, because you really tackle women's healthcare. But I think, you know, in this sense, you said you wanted to really look at women's agency when it comes to their own healthcare. Why take up such a big issue like this? And frankly, one that can be really controversial, whether it should be or not.
Well, I think as a person who considers art being a way for us to help know what's going on in the world and tell the history of who we are, I think this story in particular, I have been wondering about a woman. How did we get to where we are when it comes to how women are currently seen and cared for? And our agency in healthcare. And so this play in particular, it rewinds the clock to the late 1800s, and it looks at where was a woman's voice in her decision making around what she needed and what she wanted to feel well and whole. And what's fascinating about this piece of theater, which is called In the Next Room or The Vibrator Play, it was nominated for a Pulitzer 10 years ago, is that it's a true story. About how women were treated in the late 1800s when it came to postpartum, when it came to depression, when it came to sort of dealing with the corseted world that they were in. And so this story goes back to that period of time. And it does it in a funny and a delightful way. And that's probably why I called this play forward, is because it's a way to talk about women and healthcare in a really delightful and poignant and powerful way. So you can access it. It's not a fight. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think I wonder too, if people will walk out of that and thinking like, wow, things have changed a lot, but maybe things haven't changed much.
I mean, I think that's the question. I think that's the reason to right? come to the play, is to see what has changed and what hasn't. And woven in this story is a couple of great conversations about relationship and love. And so it also looks at marriage and when, you know, when marriages evolve and when you're in the middle of a marriage, what does it feel like to be in the middle of a marriage and still advocate for who you are and who you want to be as a person? So it's pretty layered, and also delightful and funny, because what did a 1890s vibrator look like is a good question. And you can only find that out if you come to this play.
You must come to the play to find out. All right. So how can folks get tickets for both of these upcoming performances? Because Cabaret is first.
Yep. Cabaret is first, and we open in a couple of weeks. We open on December 8th as a preview. And you can get tickets at alleyrep.org, and you can also learn all about our company and how you would get to Alleyrep in Garden City off of Chinden Boulevard. So all that information is there. We're also, we're evolving as a company. As we move into being 15 years old, we're trying to figure out how do we grow from here? And so we've added a couple of things to our programming. We've added some talkbacks, which we think will be really fun. And for Cabaret, we've added a couple of parties, a New Year event that we think could be a good outing for people as well. All in the spirit of let's just be together. Let's be together in the art form that we love.
Well, it's been a delight to have you back on the program. So thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having Alleyrep, and thanks for all you do for the community.
Oh, well, thank you. We've been talking with Buffy Main, the artistic director for Alley Repertory Theater, about this season's upcoming works. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.